Because it seems as if our Lord is somehow diminishing his mother. This stranger was trying to exalt her, and he said, no, rather blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. But with time, I've come to understand that this is the greatest compliment he could give his mother. For in her fiat, in her yes to do God's will, she heard the word of God and observed it more faithfully than you or I. She who was conceived without sin, who bore the Savior of the world and cared for him throughout his life, she truly heard the word of God and observed it. A much higher dignity because of her faithfulness. This faithfulness, this dignity is what we have received by our baptism. We, by being baptized, have been able to receive the love of God. So much so that we are his adopted sons and daughters. But the love of God is far beyond our understanding. We often say God is love, for he truly is. But love requires another. That is why the Trinity, three divine persons, are necessary for God to be love. We know that the Father spoke his word and loved his Son. The Son loved him fully back, and that love itself is the third person, the Holy Spirit. And this is difficult for us to understand, but the Blessed Mother is our great key to understand it. For she is unique in this relationship to each person of the Trinity. She is the daughter of the Father. She is the mother of the Son. And she is the beloved bride of the Spirit, unique in all of human history, yet human like you and I.